engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat? Or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And we are very much, brothers and sisters, still at the beginning of this new year. 2021 has been with us for almost 3 weeks. And these are great occasions spiritually to root ourselves in the spirit of these readings that we have just heard. God's eternity and God's providence. His eternity. "For the Lord, 1,000 years are like one day, and one day is like 1,000 years, Scripture tells us. This reading that we heard from the letter of James, we are like a puff of smoke. You know, there used to be a ceremony in the installation of a pope where they would burn flax right in front of him, and it burns very, very instantly. And they would say in Latin 3 times, "Pater Sancte sic transit gloria mundi," "Holy Father, thus passes the glory of the world, thus passes the glory of the world." Important for every pope to realize, and every bishop, and every president. "Sic transit gloria mundi," puff, just like that, faster than you can do it with your hands. What is the span of this life, and what is the human day or the human year or the pain and suffering we may have on a given day or the glory and triumph we may have on another day? What is this in the light of eternity? That indeed is a question the saints would ask themselves every day. What is this in the light of eternity? And they would apply it to everything that happens, both good and bad. They would have on their desk, the monks would often have on their desks, a skull. You say, what is that? It's kind of weird. But it's also kind of wise when you think about it. Each day when they would go to their desk to work or pray, and they're sitting before them, a reminder of death, a reminder of how transient this life is. And then they would use it to ask themselves the question, what is this in the light of eternity? In the case of when things were going really well, and they felt power and success and glory, and people were praising them, and things were going the right way, and they had what they needed, what is this in the light of eternity? Every joy is quickly passing. And then when things were difficult, or they had suffering of some kind, physical or mental or spiritual, what is this in the light of eternity? One thing matters, that we be faithful to following, believing, doing the will of the Lord. The meditation on eternity that is very helpful is when you go to a beach and you see all the miles and miles of sand. And you know, when you pick up some sand in your hand and you sort of rub it between your fingers and you look real close, you notice how tiny one grain of sand is. And then imagine this, that a bird comes and takes one tiny grain of sand and flies off for 1,000,000 years. 1,000,000 years. I mean, we can't even imagine that. and then comes back and takes a second tiny grain of sand, flies off for a million years again. That bird will empty off all the beaches of the entire face of the earth, and we will have just begun our first day in heaven. For the Lord, one day is as a thousand years as one day. Time and eternity are two very different things. You are, James says, a puff of smoke that appears briefly and then disappears. But where is the Christian's bedrock foundation? In the will of the Lord, which endures forever, in the word of the Lord, which endures forever, in the life he gives us, in his kingdom, which endures forever. That's why he says in this gospel passage, don't worry about the troubles of tomorrow, the next day, the day after that. Seek the kingdom of God today. You don't know what your life will be like tomorrow. Seek the kingdom of God today. And if you are in union with him, you have everything you need. This is what he's saying. He's not saying don't plan. He's saying prioritize your concerns. Are you in union with the will of God today? Are you believing the right thing? Are you advocating the right thing? Are you embracing the right thing? Do you have the Spirit of Christ living in you? Are you serving and bearing witness to your brothers and sisters? Are you doing today the will of the Lord and trusting that you are in his hands and under his providential care? Then you have everything you need. Now, from that vantage point then of faith, confidence, and peace, then you look and you plan. Because remember, for what the Lord says here, do not worry about tomorrow, he also says, if someone is going to march into battle, does he not first sit down and plan whether with an army his size he can confront an army of the enemy's size? If someone is going to build a tower, doesn't he first sit down and plan as to whether he has the material needed to complete it? And then he also tells the parable of the virgins who did not make adequate plans to have enough fuel in their lamps, oil in their lamps, and they weren't ready when the bridegroom came and the wedding feast started, and then they were locked out. So prudence, planning, looking ahead, yes, but without anxiety, rather with a sense of confident joy, and again, asking the question every day, what is this in the light of eternity? We have to be serving the Lord now today. When public officials are installed in our country who don't love our country. We've got some big problems here in America. Public servants who don't know the difference between serving the public and killing the public. Public servants who want to take our money and use it to help tear the arms and legs off of little babies and pull their skulls apart piece by piece by abortion. You really think these are the kind of people God Almighty wants in public office? I don't think so. And they're not the kind of people we want either. And they're the kind of people that need to be opposed, spoken up about, complained about. This is part of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We oppose evil political parties. We oppose evil regimes. We oppose godless policies. We oppose the restrictions on the freedom of the church. You know, it makes me laugh when people in the church are quiet about politics because they say, oh, well, we just have to do the work of the church. Where on earth do they think they're going to get the freedom to do the work of the church if they allow people to be elected who want to restrict the freedom of the church? These people have to go back to grade school and learn that 1 + 1 = 2. They don't know how to think. They shouldn't be taking any kind of responsibility as adults, much less religious leadership. They got to take off their vestments and they've got to go back into their room, close the door, and learn that 1 + 1 = 2. This is how bright these people are. Oh, I'm going to do the work of the church, but I couldn't care less if the people who make our laws care about the freedom to do the work of the church. And then you know what's going to happen? Regimes like the one being installed today in the United States, which is a tyrannical regime, are going to come along and they're going to start shutting churches and restricting the way we live our faith. And then these same cowards who didn't say a word during the election are going to come whining and complaining that they don't have the freedom to do the stuff that they thought they were going to be doing in the work of the church. And I say, don't complain to me. You had your chance to complain. You had your chance to speak up. And the cat got your tongue. No, brothers and sisters, do not worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. Are you speaking up today? Are you acting in accordance with the will of God today? Do you have the courage today to stand up for your convictions and fight back against evil in your life and around you and do the service that God calls you to do today, no matter what joys come about, no matter what sorrows come about? Focus on eternity and on today, not on tomorrow. On eternity and on today. What is this in the light of eternity? All things pass. God alone endures, and God alone suffices. Lord, we are in your will. We are ready to do your work. We are members of your kingdom, and we are rejoicing today because we have another day to bear witness to you and to do your holy will. Then, Lord God, as you have told us, we have everything we need. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.